It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith.
It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Sister Sabrina, if you open up the prayer line with prayer, please.
Father God, we just thank you this evening as we come together to fellowship in your presence and in the very living word of God, that God, you come down and you meet us where we're at. And we thank you that there's a right now word rain down from heaven, a rhema word, a life-changing word to the listeners today, that we will hear what the Spirit of God is saying to our hearts today. And not only hear it, but receive it and do it, because God, you're looking for a people. You're coming back for a people without a spot or a wrinkle. And through the blood of Jesus, we are made whole and righteous. Lord, I pray that the word of God begin to do a change in our mind, in our thought processes, and in our heart. So, Father God, we can do your will, that we don't look back in the past, but we look forward to the prize of the high calling, knowing that our home is not on this earth, knowing that we are pilgrims in a strange land, just journeying through. I pray that the Spirit of God stir us up on the inside and provoke us to do your will. So, God, because where you're lifted up, you said you would draw all men. We can't be frolicking back and forth. We need stability. You said a man that's unstable in all his ways is like a wave being tossed to and fro. We need you, God, and we thank you for the word that you've prepared for Pastor Smith to give these your people, God, to hear, God, to make a change and to do the will of the Father. We bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to come against our time of fellowship and praise. God, we give you glory in advance, knowing that the devil has been defeated, and we will walk in victory because your word says so. And we thank you today that the blood of Jesus is covering us as we fellowship, and the angels are encamping around about this word today, and it will go and be presented and be restoring to the souls of your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how to reach out to us. We have a prayer line twice a week, and you can call in and listen live on Tuesdays or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that's at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday number is 916-588-9688, and that's at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also listen live on Sundays at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. If the Tuesday night prayer line ever has any interference, please use the Wednesday night number as your backup. It's time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone. God bless.
Pastor, this is Penny. I just wanted to make a special announcement that Pastor Smith is going to reward all of our youth who regularly attend Full Gospel House of Prayer and are on time with our youth program with an all-expense-paid trip to Santa Cruz this summer. The date for that will be announced later on. Also on the same date as of the Santa Cruz trip, Pastor Smith will baptize all who seek the Lord on the day of the Santa Cruz trip. So if you are in wanting or desiring to be baptized on that day, you can contact me. My number is 209-818-3531 to add your name to the list. Thank you and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I have a testimony, Pastor. This is Sister Cece. I just want to give God thanks and praise because, you know, I'm a single parent. I'm raising my kids. They do have rough cousins and stuff like that. But I'm just praising the Lord that they're not involved in any kind of gang violence or teenage pregnancy, none of that stuff. I go through my little teenage peer pressure with them, but I have a whole lot to praise God for, if just for my kids and my kids alone. I just want to give God the glory and thanks for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to get into the Word of God. Father, we thank you for your Word tonight. We thank you for the Spirit of the blood of Jesus over this Word. We thank you for that prayer that was prayed beforehand. God, we just give you praise tonight that because of you, we live, we move, we have our being. We thank you for your anointing to breathe upon this Word and bring life to the hearers by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Revelation, the 12th chapter, verse 11, and Leviticus, the 17th chapter, verse 11. Again, Revelation 12, verse 11, and Leviticus, the 17th chapter, verse 11. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This word is an encouraging word. Sister Sabrina prayed a perfect prayer, and it's concerning the power of the blood that overcome all evil. So this word is encouragement for the believers. You that are saved, receive the gift of salvation. You that have yielded and surrendered yourself to the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit to do a perfect work within you. You have renounced sin. You allowed His Spirit to transform you to live a life of holiness. And not too many people like to hear that word, holiness. But the Word of God said, be ye holy as I am holy. But this word, allowing us to know as believers, we receive Jesus as Lord. That means we yield to Him, we surrender to Him, we receive the gift of salvation. And the Spirit of God comes in and dwells within us. And a transformation begins on the inside. And that transformation brings forth the spirit of holiness as long as you're yielding. And the blood works in your life at all times. Thanks, the blood works in your life at all times. When you receive salvation, the gift from God through His Son, and you surrender and you yield to the Son, and you allow His Spirit to dwell within you, to transform you into a life of holiness. That means you renouncing sin. And the Spirit of God is constantly working in you and perfecting you. And what the Spirit of God does is sanctify us. We can't sanctify ourselves. Sanctification means set apart unto God at salvation. And every day, the spirit of sanctification, that process move over our lives. We are set apart unto God at salvation. That means every day through the blood of Jesus. And this word is to let you know tonight, the power of the blood overcome all evil. That means the power of the blood is released over your life to come against the power of darkness that comes against you. While you're sleeping, Satan is making plans, the power of darkness. But the blood covers you as you sleep, saints of God. And the blood of Jesus saves, it heals, it delivers, it protects from the adversary. Satan is our adversary. The blood prevents the attack of the adversary. It's the blood of Jesus. We're going to see by the Word of God. Revelation 12 and 11, please.
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death.
This word is so powerful. We are winners already. We won the victory over Satan by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, and by the word of our testimony, truth. Testimony is truth. And they were willing to give up their lives unto death, meaning everything was finished on the cross. We are overcomers when we receive Jesus as Lord. It covers us concerning the attacks of the enemy. the blood sacrifice of the Son of God, saints of God. And this is a word to encourage you, and we're going to pray after this word. The blood prevents the attacks of the enemy, meaning the weapon against you that Satan brings forth. The blood heals your finances. The blood of Jesus protects you on your journey when you're in a danger zone, thanks to God. The blood of Jesus covers your business affairs, whatever they are. The blood of Jesus covers you in your car as you're driving to protect you from accident, from premature death. What the blood is a cleansing agent. It sanitizes you. It sanitizes your home. Like before anywhere I move to a new location, I begin to speak the word utterance of the blood over my dwelling, that my dwelling is sanitized through the blood. That means whoever lived there before, whoever built it, whatever, I come applying the word through the blood to sanitize my dwelling, to keep my house protected. And that's what the blood does. It breaks every yoke. The thing that's good in your life, the spirit of the blood brings it forth. And the blood do all of these works for you already. You have victory, thanks to God. And all of you, all we have to do is surrender and yield to the gift of salvation. And so many people like to play with this. Like a saint was just troubled about, someone was saying, I go with the flow. And this saint asked me, what is going with the flow? Meaning this person go with the flow, whatever's happening in their life at that time. If they're dating somebody, they go with the flow. They do whatever, but they say they're saved. And it was disturbing to this person when this person was saying, I go with the flow. I flow with it. I do whatever. I'm okay because I'm saved by grace. Yes, you are saved by grace. It's a gift of God. But we don't play and tempt God. And when you do that, you get in harm's way, thanks to God. We must surrender our lives to him. And everything you have need of, he will supply. I mean, everything you have need of, his words say, I shall supply. And you don't have to allow the devil to seduce you to go with the flow with his plans. Because his plans is not ever good. He's a wolf, thanks to God. He devours. You know what a wolf does. A wolf devours, he consumes, he swallows up, and he walks secretly to seduce you. And the attack comes when you're not watching, when you're in a sleep zone, when you're not awakened. But the blood keeps you awake. And when that wolf comes, that old seducing spirit, come and say, I'm just going to yield to the flow. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make this happen. That's a seducing spirit by the enemy. The Bible says resist the devil and he shall flee from you. You have to put up a spirit of resistance, the Holy Spirit, when you yield to God. He enable you. He enable you to resist Satan because we are winners. We have victory already because of the blood and the cross of Jesus. And this is for saints to know in this hour, when you are walking in a surrendering, a yielded state to God, if you are renouncing sin, and you are allowing the Holy Spirit to have full course over your life, a transformation is working on what? The inside, because of the redemption paid in full through the blood of Jesus. You're redeemed through the blood. And so that power of redemption is working in us all the time when we are what? Yielded. We are yielded to the Holy Spirit. We are saying, not my will, but thy will be done. And what happens? The righteousness of God take you over and put you in right standing with God. It keeps you and put you back in right standing with God, saints of God. His righteousness, because nothing good in the flesh. But his righteousness does this for us. That's what the spirit of sanctification does. Daily. And so this word is to encourage you about the power of the blood. The blood overcome all evil spirits. When you're walking in a surrendering life to the Lord Jesus, you have victory already because he paid the price in his body on the tree through his shed blood. And all we have to do is receive it by faith, the gift of God. And surrender and yield our lives to him, and you're covered with the blood. Leviticus 17 and 11, please.
For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul.
The life of everything is in the blood. The blood that was poured out on the altar. And we're under the new covenant, saints of God. The shed blood of Jesus takes away the sin. So that's why we plead the blood. Some people don't believe in pleading the blood. I don't fight with people, don't argue with people, but I know it works. When you plead the blood, plead what plead me? You're petitioning God. You're asking God. You're calling on the name of Jesus. Is appeal, is uttering with words for God to answer. And what happened? Because you belongs to him and the covering is over you, he defends you. The mercy of God is over your life. And that means the blood sanitizes everything that the devil wants to taint. The blood sanitizes, make clean, purify. The blood of Jesus vindicates. The blood of Jesus set free. The blood of Jesus bind the powers of darkness, hold that spirit back that's working against you, saints of God. It prevents the plans of Satan. The blood of Jesus purges the plans of Satan and flush it out. And what it does, it recalls and restores. And give you the spoils of the enemy. And all we have to do is what? Continuously to allow the Spirit of God to have his perfect work within us. That means yielding to God. Not my will, but thy will be done. I will not crucify Christ afresh. I know that it was his precious blood on the cross that freed me from my sin and reconciled me back to the Lord. So what you do, you give God thanksgiving for his son, and what you do, you yield to God. The enemy don't want anyone to yield to God. That's the nature of the flesh. The enemy wants us to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, when we want to do it, and say, oh, by grace. And just stay out of the will of God. Just constantly move in your own direction. Do what you want to do. And still say, the blessings of the Lord, I receive it all. But yet, I don't want to obey God. He said, if you love me, you will what? Obey me. And this is not a good teaching because they don't teach this. There's not a whole lot of people teaching this in this hour. It's a seducing spirit in the earth. But we got to see Jesus one day. We got to stand before him, saints of God, in the deeds we commit in the flesh. We are saved, delivered, walk as overcomers through the blood, not in our own ability. It's the price that Jesus paid in his body. It's the atonement. It's the redemption. That's how we receive salvation. So we should never desire to crucify him afresh. He's not going back on that cross. And there's no excuse. The Bible says, how can we continue to do what we want to do? That grace may abound. He said, God forbid. That means continue to not to renounce sin. An enemy comes in. He's a seducing spirit, saints of God. And this is a plea tonight by the power of the blood. And when you are yielded, when you have surrendered, the enemy comes after you like a raging lion, seeking whom he can devour. He wear you out in this hour. We're in a time is perilous, and the enemy is wearing people out. He is just, he's going from one thing to another to try to get you in a place where you're giving up. It's not a time to give up. It's a time to hold fast to his word. You're receiving it by faith, what Jesus did on the cross. And because what he did on the cross, because you're standing fast, you've been obedient to God in everything you know. And that time when you think you'll begin to fall, he said, my strength is made perfect in you. He comes in and he supports you, saints of God. He gives you strength to continuously to be faithful. We cannot do this in our own strength. His strength come in and enable us to be faithful. It's not about what kind of dress you're wearing or what kind of clothes you're wearing or none of that foolishness. It's about the power of the blood that sanctify us and cause us to dress decent and cause us to wanna do those things that's pleasing to God. People preach his baptism and they preach his dress wearing, they preach all that stuff to bind you up. But there's no salvation in that, saints of God. Salvation comes through the blood of Jesus. And when the spirit of transformation is working on the inside of you, you're not going to want to have your boobs hanging out. You're not going to want to have your thighs showing. You're not going to want to have all these pierced and stuff in your ears. You're not going to want to have all that stuff on you. You're going to respect the Lord Jesus who dwells in your body richly. Tradition binds you up, but you are set free through the blood of Jesus, at liberty. He's not a dictator. Whosoever will, let him come. And when you yield to God, and when you surrender to God, you want to do those things that's pleasing to God. And when the enemy desires to come against you, to attack you, the blood prevents the attacks of Satan. That means any weapon that demon set up against you, the blood of Jesus prevent the attacks of the enemy. It breaks every yoke. It breaks every yoke. And that's why when you get out of the will of God, that's why we have repentancy. You repent what? Quickly. What does repentance do? It restores you. It puts you back in a place where you are in fellowship with God. And the enemy knows that. But he will want us to have a hard heart and not quickly to repent. And so many simple things. This happened a couple of years ago to me in buying a car. And the Lord told me not to. And it looked so, it was something that there was, the kind of car I've been wanting for a while. So I said, it was affordable. It was what I wanted. But the Spirit of God will whisper in your ear, tell you yea or nay. And so that devil came in to seduce my spirit to buy this car. Then the Holy Spirit came. He's so sweet. He's so gentle. He's so kind, saints of God. He said, you totally went out of my will. that car is not for you. I repent then and there. I said, ask the Lord to forgive me right then and right there. Because I needed his help. Because I didn't know what was going to follow these things. That's a recompense for sin, thanks to God. But I repented immediately. So one weekend I was attending some affair, and I was talking to the sister Tamara. I'll never forget this. I was going to pick up some communion cups, and I was talking to her on the phone. And I was just driving in my own lane, doing not speeding, just driving. And this old vehicle, like a 1995 van, it's sturdy. I'm driving, this person was driving out of their driveway and not looking. As I'm driving, just went into the passenger side of that car. Thank God I didn't have my grandchildren with me, because I usually pick them up on the weekends. And the car just spent. And when the police came, I did all the paperwork. I called my insurance. The car was totaled, but not a scratch was on me. Not a scratch, because I had repented. And the person had full coverage. And so they paid for the damage. And I said, God, what do you want me to get this time? He told me, I got it, had no trouble, no trouble, none, no mechanical troubles, no, I say zero, no troubles, because I was in the will of God. And when he told me to get another car, he said, get the same kind and sell that one. I did it. I'm serious, saints. When you yield to the will of God, because we have a spirit of seducing, a spirit from the evil one that comes and seduce you out of the will of God, give you that false spirit to make you think it's just glittering and you should get it and you can't do without it. The devil is a liar. That's a seducing spirit. It comes to devour and to consume us as children of God when we are not awakened and listening to the Spirit of God. It comes to swallow us up. It comes to attack us when we don't even realize we're being set up by Satan. That's the power of repentance, is to get back in fellowship with God, to prevent the attacks of Satan. Because he's our enemy, saints of God. And God wants our homes. You on your journey, when there's danger ahead and you don't even realize, when you're in the danger zone, the bloodline is over you. And the wolf can't come against your life, Satan. Satan can't do it. He tried to come against my life, but he could not do it. Because the blood cleans. The blood protects. The blood prevents the plans of Satan. And that's why, like, some people move in their homes. Saints, some of them forget to apply the blood, to utter words of protection over their home. You don't know what went on in that place, some places that you moved and someone lived in there before you. You don't know what activities going on. You don't know what demonic powers activities that has been set up in that place, in that ground, in that foundation. But the blood protects you. The blood stops the plans of the evil one over that property. The blood does that. And that's the power of God through the blood of Jesus. And so this night, we're going to pray for you tonight. You that need prayer, we're going to pray just for the body of believers. And there was someone called me earlier today, a relative of mine, just was walking really fast and just fell and broke both of her arms and her wrists. And I want you guys to agree with me that the healing virtues of Jesus and the blood supernaturally do what God, only God can do, because the doctors have diagnosed some things that's not good, because she works with her hand and her wrist. And the thing they have diagnosed are not good. But the blood repairs. But the blood heals. But the blood make whole. The blood of Jesus can move and do what we cannot do for ourselves. The blood of Jesus hold back the plans of Satan and control everything in your life. When you yield to his spirit, it prevents the plans of Satan. It cut off the plans of Satan. It just flushes his plans down the drain and give you the spoils of the enemy. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, we thank you tonight for your word. The power of the blood overcome all evil. And we thank you tonight that this word shall be released to the four corners of the earth. The blood of Jesus to come against the power of darkness, set at liberty anyone that's in captivity tonight. We come in Jesus' name thanking you for the blood. And Father, because we receive it all by faith, salvation that was sent into this earth through Jesus' blood and on the cross. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Salvation comes through Jesus, his blood and his cross. And Father, we thank you for what you did on that cross, how you redeemed mankind through your precious blood, how you were sent here to do one thing, to die for mankind, to restore us back to God, to reconcile us again. And when we receive the gift of salvation by faith, we are reconciled back to God through the blood and through the cross. It's finished. And we are protected throughout our lives. It's so important to stay in fellowship with God, because the power of the blood that wards off evil spirit of Satan, he makes plans against us every single day. But his plans fail because of the blood covering. His plans are flushed out because of the covering of the blood. The blood controls all parts of our lives. So we're on a journey in this hour. And many times there's danger, and we don't even know we're in a danger zone, but the blood of Jesus covers us tonight. Whenever we're in a danger zone that we can't see, but the blood sees, you made us, Father Jesus. You know everything about us. You know when danger is lurking, but thank God for the blood. Cover your people with the blood and on their journey, Father. If they go to and forth and whatever they do, Father, that the blood protects them in Jesus' name. And houses need to be covered with the blood. Homes need to be covered with the blood. Anyone, oh God, is not... apply the blood over their homes tonight. The blood cover your home. The blood dwell over you. You say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Father, we thank you for the power of the blood over their homes, over their dwelling tonight in Jesus' name. That the blood will cover their bodies. That whenever the devil announced disease, that the blood, hallelujah, flush out disease tonight and sanitize that body in Jesus' name. That the blood come against every seducing spirit tonight that want to entangle your people tonight. The devil go about seeking whom he can devour. He goes about seeking whom he can devour, but the blood covers the knife from that seducing spirit tonight, that the blood have us in an awakened state tonight, that we'll be awakened tonight in Jesus' name, because when we are awakened, the Spirit of God will speak, lead, guide, and direct us, because we are sons and daughters of God. In your word said we are led by the Spirit. The Spirit leads his sons and his daughters in Jesus' name, and the blood covers them. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the victory already through the blood of Jesus. Every place we're located, break every yoke that desire to tie and tangle us up, oh Father Jesus. I thank you, Father Jesus, for the blood of Jesus to cover us, oh God. Where there's famine in our finance, that the blood of Jesus remove the famine tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God give us good and plenty. We thank you for a horn of plenty now to cover financial needs in Jesus' name, that the blood of Jesus moving in every area, oh God, where the devil want to diagnose anything that would come against our body, that the blood clear it up, that the blood stop it and prevent it in Jesus' name. We come in your name tonight, Father, relying on the blood of Jesus. It's finished on the cross in Jesus' name, because we receive salvation, the gift of God by faith. And we thank you, Father, because your blood has taken away our sins, and we yield. We continue to yield to the Holy Spirit. Anyone that having a problem yielding, Father, tonight, strengthen them by your word and your blood tonight. Give them strength, God, to walk as overcomers tonight. Anyone, oh God, that's praying for their neighbors, their friend, their family, draw those unsaved in tonight. John 6:44, their life into salvation. They have to be drawn by your Spirit. We cannot draw ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. It's the working of the blood of Jesus in the cross that saves us. In Jesus' name, we utter these words because it's your word tonight in Jesus' name, that the blood of Jesus delete everything that Satan has set up against us, deleted by your blood tonight in Jesus' name, that the spirit of the blood hold back the plans of Satan. Stop it in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Come now and begin to purify every situation in our life that need to be pure. We are purified by the blood of Jesus. Anyone that need to be vindicated, the blood vindicate. You said, vengeance is mine and I shall repay. Vindicate through your blood tonight in Jesus' name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that the walls are built up in Jesus' name. We thank you for the Spirit of God to move over my relative, Father, that the healing blood of Jesus go and touch her bones tonight, that her bones will become connected and healed by the blood of Jesus. Every diagnosis that the doctor has said is unfavorable, that the blood delete every diagnosis in Jesus' name, that the blood touch her wrist in Jesus' name, that she'll be able to hold, that she'll be able to grab, that she will have a grip in Jesus' name. We send the word over her in Jesus' name, that the blood perform this for her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, Father, that the blood set free, that the blood impeach Satan tonight. Every sentence he sent out against the blood impeach you tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, by faith we receive it as done. Oh, Father, bless your people, Father. Give them the spirit, oh God, to know that they're not alone, oh God. Encourage the saints of God worldwide tonight in perilous places, oh God, that the blood do for them what they can't do for themselves, that the blood supply every need that they have need of tonight in Jesus' name. If they have financial difficulties, that the blood remove the lack in Jesus' name, that the blood supply. You say, our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches and his glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we renounce any plan of sin tonight. We renounce it by the blood of Jesus tonight. We will not crucify Christ afresh. In Jesus' name, your words, how can we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid it. Father, we thank you that we yield and that the process of holiness and righteousness through the blood is transforming us now to be like you. And Father, we thank you for your word and your blood to cover fellowships in the name of Jesus. Those that are standing on the word, not compromising with the evil one, but standing, agreeing with what you say. Father, I thank you. I know sometimes it calls them, hallelujah, to feel alone, but they're not alone tonight, that they will not abandon the word of God, they will stand fast and hold on to your truth, and whatever need they have tonight, supply it for them in Jesus' name. We thank you for the needs to come north, south, east, and west. Willing workers, oh God, to do kingdom work, that they team up and become partners in Christ Jesus. And that every need be met for kingdom workers tonight. For your word says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added. Because you have given us power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by enemy hurt us tonight, because we are covered with the blood. That the blood of Jesus do everything he said. We're overcomers because of the blood and the word of our testimonies. And God, we praise you tonight. We thank you tonight, Father. Something special over this Sister Katrina that will introduce us. Bless Sister Katrina tonight in Jesus' name. Bless her, Father. Bless her, God. Whatever she have need of, bless her in the name of Jesus. Bless Pastor Roger in Jesus' name. Whatever you have need of, bless him in the name of Jesus. And Father, I send your word now, Father, to bring restoration to everything that the devil think that we've lost, that because of the blood restores tonight. The blood make well tonight. The blood make whole tonight. For there's restoration through your blood. And by faith we receive everything you said by your word tonight, Father. And we thank you, who the Son set free is free indeed. We are free indeed because of the blood. Satan is bound. The Spirit of God withhold him. The Spirit of God rebuke him. And God, we're going to praise you for it. And we're going to thank you, Father, for the blood covering tonight, for the power we have through the blood because of his salvation, his atonement, his redemption, his justification, his righteousness, his sanctification, remission of sin. Reconcile us back to God. Overcome in power through the blood. Deliver through the blood and forgiveness through the blood. We stand on everything you said concerning the blood tonight. We're set free. We are your disciples, and we give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, be blessed, saints of God.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.